T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody!
Jennifer Aniston's 50th birthday party. We'll get to the Grammys in a minute. But this was insane. Brad Pitt was there and people lost their minds.
I know. That was like the headline. Yep. Not to mention the weird guest list.
Yeah, right. By the way, Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston have been over each other for longer than they were actually married. So let's let it go. They're not getting back together.
But this is the first time that they've been in the same, that they've even been together,
and
that,
invited to a party.
Maybe, because I think he maybe stayed away because she was with Justin Trudeau.
He's so busy running Canada, he didn't have time for a relationship.
Yeah. She was with Justin Trudeau for 7 years, so I think... You know, he probably stayed away because of that.
Lots of exes crossing paths at this party.
Yes, Gwyneth Paltrow, Brad's other ex, was there. Jennifer's other ex, John Mayer, was there. John's ex, Katy Perry, was there.
Wow.
With her soon-to-be ex? No, her current guy, Orlando Bloom. Friends, stars, Lisa Kudrow and Courtney Cox were there. Courtney's ex, David Arquette, was there. George and Amal Clooney, Robert Downey Jr., Ellen DeGeneres, Barbara Streisand.
Wow. It's
Pharrell
so similar
Williams
to my
yeah, yes. Crazy.
Keith Richards, Reese Witherspoon, Demi Moore, Laura Dern, Kate Hudson. I mean, who wasn't there?
Wow.
You feel really hurt if you weren't invited and you're a big Hollywood star. And then, of course, the other big gathering this weekend, the Grammys. And
Brad Pitt being there is crazy.
It's not that crazy.
I think it is.
She turned 50.
But they've avoided each other this whole time. It's been this insane thing. What he did to her and everything.
We don't really know what's going on behind the scenes.
And it was also because of Angelina.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I think Angelina was the driving force in them
being apart.
Not being friends or communicating.
Yeah, sure.
Yes. He definitely wouldn't have shown up to her party if he were still with
Angelina. He wouldn't have been invited.
Yeah. Woo! I love it. I think it's great. Just saying.
They're adults.
Give it the energy it deserves.
Do you need a paper bag? Are you hyperventilating a little bit?
I know. The Dan Shave thing and now this.
My whole world is being turned upside down.
Hey, it was maybe country's biggest night aside from the CMAs, because not only did Dan and Shay have a great performance that won Tim Convy over, but Kacey Musgraves won Album of the Year, one of the big four. She won 4 Grammys total. So did Childish Gambino, who won Record of the Year and Song of the Year. I mean, I think the Grammys, I don't know that people have a whole lot of complaints. Well, aside from Ariana Grande, but we'll get to her.
Kacey Musgraves' performance was great. So a lot of the performances I really liked, but hers, that's the one where the song really grabbed me. I haven't heard much Kacey Musgraves.
She's amazing.
Not a big country person.
She's one of those people, though, where even if you aren't a huge country fan, you still want to go see her because she's not like the country artists of the past, I feel like. I like her a lot, and I don't love a ton of country. I would go see her in concert.
And Brandi Carlile wasn't always country. They're calling her, what, Americana?
Americana. Yeah, she's like singer-songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she was up for all the big awards, too. But Kacey's album, Golden Hour, won Album of the Year and Best Country Album. Lady Gaga had a good night. She won 3 awards, including Shallow from the Stars Born soundtrack. It won for Best.
Take another look at you.
It won for Best Pop Duo or Group Performance and Best Song Written for Visual Media. But here is the interesting thing. She won Best Pop Solo Performance for her song Joanne, which was written about her late aunt.
How long ago?
When did her aunt die?
No, Joanne, that song seems very old.
I agree.
Well, it's weird.
Didn't they perform it last year?
Yeah.
Because this was when Million Reasons song. Yeah. Same album.
Well, and also, I'm trying to remember when the documentary for Lady Gaga came out on Netflix, because she goes into this whole backstory about her aunt and how she was this amazing artist, and because of her disease, she lost her hands and then died in her 20s. And she sings the song, Lady Gaga sings the song to her grandmother.
Oh, what do you think you're going?
And this wasn't a huge hit anywhere, and I think that documentary is the only reason that it won for Best Pop Solo Performance, because it's usually one of the biggest songs of the year that wins that.
Lady Gaga come off as a little unhinged during this whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, she's gone from being this huge superstar making an impact on culture to now...
character.
She's a little bit weird.
She's a character
in
now.
10 years, she's had the same kind of arc that it took Madonna 40 years to go through, don't you think?
Yeah, I just think then you love her, and then she bugs you again.
Yeah.
Like, she seems like a caricature to me.
And that performance was different. Did you guys see the performance at all?
Yeah. No.
If you had turned it down and watched it, you would have been like, there's no way she's doing the song From a Star is Born. Because she tried to, she was just, it was
weird.
Tried
to change
it
up.
Boy, she can sing, though. Didn't miss a note.
Yeah. Cardi B's Invasion of Privacy won Best Rap Album, beating out the late Mac Miller, Ariana Grande's ex. She tweeted that him losing was literal BS. And then she deleted the tweet because she didn't want to. She wasn't saying that Cardi didn't deserve to win. And a lot of people called her out for that. Lego Movie number one at the box office this weekend, even though it did have a disappointing take. And we'll talk about a lot more of the Grammys and other things going on in Hollywood in Entertainment Schmig in the 840 Schmig. More online to all of the Grammy winners online.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Woo! And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody! Yeah.
Woo! Where do we start? How about with another concert announcement? Just announced this morning, Hearts!
Woo!
Together! Yeah. With Sheryl Crow opening. July 9th, it's a Tuesday night, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Tickets on sale this Friday. Should really be on sale Thursday since it's Valentine's Day. I mean, what says love hearts, better than hearts?
Heart. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Little barracuda.
One of my favorite Moog solos of all time in Magic Man.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Can you play that?
Yeah.
No. not right now.
Let's do a Can Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We give you an assignment. You have to learn it in a couple weeks.
Okay. I need more than a couple weeks for that. What's the payoff? Because that's going to take me some time.
Kevin has no payoff.
You do it for the kids.
Kevin just shows up and hopes for the best. I'm going to have to...
You're going to put some work and effort into this? We'll get to the Grammys in just a minute, but that story about Fiji countersuing the Fiji water girl who notoriously photobombed everybody on the red carpet at the Golden Globes.
Yeah, we were all very impressed by her at first.
Yeah, yeah. And then she wanted a whole bunch of money, and she thinks she's way more famous than she really is. So they claim that she tried to extort them for $500,000, and that her lawsuit that she just leveled against Fiji is a blatant attempt to skirt her contractual obligations. Here's the deal. They, after photobombing, gave her a deal. They were like, okay, you know, you really did this for us. You gave us a lot of promotion. Here's $90,000. She said, okay.
That's good.
She signed a contract, according to Fiji, and walked away with that $90,000. And then, after all this publicity, realized she wanted more money.
Can't do that.
No. I'd like to hear her side of the story. I'm not buying everything Fiji is selling because these are people that charge you a lot of money for water.
Yeah.
But I was totally on her side, though. Like, yeah, you do deserve.
Yeah.
She did things. Everybody was talking about Fiji.
Yes.
Yep.
And this is all allegedly. This is what Fiji is saying in their countersuit. Yes. So we shall see. The Grammys last night started with Michelle Obama coming out on stage with Lady Gaga, Jennifer Lopez, Jada Pinkett Smith, and of course Alicia Keys, the host, who is still all about no makeup. Today, more power to you. I mean, she's gorgeous.
I had to interview her for an MTV thing a long time ago, and it was crazy because one of the people I was with on our team took a picture of her, mm-hmm. and her team ran over and grabbed snatched the phone out of the girl's hand, and they were so crazy about it, and they wouldn't let us shoot. We had to set up our cameras I don't know how many times until the lighting was just right. And
really?
This is back when she was wearing makeup, so it's so insane to me
that
her whole thing is natural. And she's lovely, by the way. But the whole
I was into the story.
And I think she's great, but I just would have loved the comedian on that thing. Like, you're supposed, it's such a, she's obviously comfortable on stage and everything else, but like,
she is comfortable.
LL Cool J did it before that. He's not a comedian. He did it for years.
And it's fine, but I would rather have someone who's
funny.
Yeah.
Because especially that group of people, you know, I watched that Mr. Rogers, Will You Be My Neighbor? And I promised myself I was going to be a nicer person, and it's really hard to do it after watching the Grammys.
He's such a wonderful human being.
I mean, just a wonderful human being. I was like, I need to be nicer and kinder. Yeah. And I watched the Grammys, and that all goes out the window.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She like forgot she was hosting a few times, it seemed like. She would just kind of like walk off into the thing after presenting and then be like, oh, wait, sorry. And then it was weird.
Side note, Mr. Rogers, are you not outraged that was not nominated for Best Documentary at the Oscars?
Well, I haven't seen any of the others, so I don't know.
But it was so well done.
Oh, my gosh. It makes me tear up thinking about
it. And Michael Keaton is the narrator, correct?
Oh, I don't think I knew that.
I don't think I knew that either.
Because I know he got his start on that show thanks to Lance, who let us know that.
That's true.
That's how it went.
Lance hooked up Michael Keaton with the Mr. Rogers gig. Oh, I also
watched... Make sure you wear a sweater.
I watched some Grammys red carpet, and Eve was doing the red carpet stuff.
Uh-huh.
She kills it. She's great.
Oh, yeah, she's on the talk now.
Eve's great.
We love Eve. Let's talk about Jennifer Lopez, though, because a lot of people not happy with her. She walked out with Michelle Obama, but then she was part of the Motown tribute. Woo! Social media needs to watch the Mr. Rogers documentary because they said, how do you do a Motown tribute without an all-black cast of artists? And it's Black History Month. They suggested all these other people who could have been part of it. Jennifer Hudson, Patti LaBelle.
Why isn't Jennifer Hudson up there?
Yeah.
But they had Jennifer Lopez. And then somebody else said the irony that J-Lo was super, super sexy during the Motown review. Berry Gordy, went the opposite with the women of Motown. He tried to, like, tame the sexy. So they would have never given a performance like hers.
I didn't see it. Was it real over-the-top sexy?
Real low-cut. And she was basically wearing, like, a bedazzle, like a sequined bathing suit, sort of.
Didn't Smokey Robinson say something funny, though?
He said, I don't think anyone who is intelligent is upset. I think anyone who is upset is stupid. Wait, nice, give it Smokey. To him, Smokey Robinson.
I second that emotion.
Nice. Some other great tributes, Aretha Franklin last night, Dolly Parton. She took part in hers with Kacey Musgraves, who was one of the big winners, along with Childish Gambino. They both won 4. Lady Gaga took home 3. And Jennifer Aniston's big 50th birthday party we talked about in the 640 Schmig. You can hear that in our podcast. Lego Movie number 1 at the box office. And so sad, Albert Finney died at the age of 82. Known for so many different roles. He was Julia Roberts' boss and Aaron Brockovich. But he was Daddy Warbucks in Annie. Mm-hmm. To me.
The best Annie, not the cheap knockoff Annie with who was in it?
Oh, the guy from Alias?
Victor Garber.
Victor Garber. No.
The Carol Burnett one.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Yes. That's Entertainment Schmig. More in podcast form, like I said, on Y98.com. And Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
All right. Let's start on 177.
Y98,
Jennifer Aniston's 50.
Ding.
Okay, I'll cross that one off the list.
I know, these people around here don't pay attention to you, Jen. I do.
All right, celebrity birthdays today. Jennifer Aniston does turn 50 today. Everyone.
No, I didn't know she'd really turn today.
Oh, yeah, it's
okay.
Today.
Okay.
And everyone was at her birthday party, including her ex, Brad Pitt, including his ex, Gwyneth Paltrow, including Jennifer's other ex, John Mayer, and his ex, Katy Perry, and her current boyfriend, Orlando Bloom.
It's
crazy. It was insane, the number of people who were there. So, yes, Jennifer Aniston, happy birthday. We also mentioned this woman in the Schmig today.
Keith Richards was there, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
I find that bizarre.
Weird. Yeah. I'm just, you know, amazed that he's still alive. We mentioned this woman just a few minutes ago. She's coming to town with Heart. Sheryl Crow celebrates a birthday today.
Yeah, I think she's 56.
She's a Mizzou Tiger.
Kimswick. No, not
Kennett. Kennett, Missouri.
Kennett. The boot heel.
I don't know. 58.
I'm going to say 54.
What did I say?
56.
56.
Okay. I'm doing math in my head. I'm going to say 57.
57.
Oh, nice.
How about Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child?
Mm. I don't know.
I don't think you can handle this.
I think I'm going to say 36.
Yep. No.
Wow.
Wow.
No.
Sorry.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Nope.
39.
Tried.
40?
Oh, 38. No. Yeah. 2 for 2.
All right. You answer the last one then. See if you can nail it.
Okay. Do I go first?
Yes.
All right.
Taylor Lautner. He was in Twilight. He was Shark Boy in The Adventures of Shark Boy and Lava Girl. He was in Scream Queens.
Did he date Taylor Swift?
Yeah. What isn't Back to December about him? I believe so.
I don't know.
Actually, Jen, Back to December is about... I have no idea.
I'm just going to say... I don't really have a good notion. I'm just going to say 30.
That's a good guess.
Good guess.
29.
28.
32.
You should have gone 27, Kevin. 27.
27.
And Back to December is about him. All right. That's celebrity birthdays. Happy birthday if you're celebrating on February 11th.
Live from downtown, this is your home for today's best music. KYKY.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.